They think what?
Did what?
You say if I hadn't been really well, and suddenly you hear that I'm in the hospital with the flu or something, you'd say, well, the last time I saw her, she was fine. When was it that she... That she what, sick? When was it that she...
I don't know.
Well, would you say someone was taken sick, or took sick, or got sick, or what would you say?
Got sick.
And if a person goes out in bad weather and comes in sneezing and everything, you say he went out in the rain and he...
Caught cold.
And if he goes like that, he has a...
Bad cold.
Okay, and what do you do if you swallow the wrong way? What do you have to do? If something's stuck in your throat, you start to...
You have to cough it up.
Okay. And if someone's sick and he can't talk right, you say he sounded a little bit...
Like he couldn't talk.
Yeah, he's got a sore throat and all. He sounds a little...
A little funny.
Okay. Did you ever say horse?
Yeah, it sounded a little horse.
Huh?
A little horse.
And if you normally went to bed at 10 o'clock and one night you stayed up until about 1 o'clock, you'd say by 1 o'clock you'd be feeling pretty...
Pretty good.
Or you'd want to get to bed, you'd be feeling real...
Real bad.
Okay. And you'd say at 6 o'clock in the morning I'm going to... When the alarm clock goes off, I'll...
Get up.
Or before you get up, you have to...
I don't know.
He said he's still sleeping and he's going to be late for work, so you better go in there and
wake him up.
Okay. And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
Sweated.
First try.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a... A sore that you get that comes to a head. It's got a core in it. You call it a...
A sore hand?
Or it could be on your hand or your back or anywhere. It's a sore that you get that... It's sort of a lump. And it's got a big core in it.
Like a ball have, Mama.
Yeah, something like a ball.
Okay. What do you call the stuff inside the ball?
Pus.
The core.
And what's the stuff that's inside a blister?
Pus.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd have to get a doctor to look at the...
That stab, please.
Uh-huh. Mm. What do you call the place that's been stabbed?
Wounded.
Okay. And sometimes a wound doesn't heal back right, and it gets sort of a skinless growth around it, and it's got to be cut out or burned out. You call that?
Operation.
Or did you ever hear it called some kind of flesh?
Uh-uh.
Plowed flesh or proud flesh?
Yeah, proud flesh. When a wound won't heal, that flesh sits up and it turns different from your other flesh. It looks like little pebbles, little bumps or something in there. It won't heal back up. They call that proud flesh. You must have had too many operations.
I ain't had nothing but one since I've been in the woods.
I've had the three since I've been in the woods.
So what?
I said, I have handled three,
says I. Well, I was on this bridge right here. I had to walk the truck, hold that bridge in my hand all night long.
Well, I remember that, because everyone got
a white doctor said, no, ma'am, so I'm scared that you may be dangerous.